Set the groundwork for today's live stream and show. Jason and I love to bring live businesses on, and it's great for me and Jason to hop on and give you our advice, but it's really cool to hear from another business that's in the trenches. And you're going to watch on today's show where we guide Brandon through our scale business audit. It's really an 8-step method that we're going to walk through. But what we're going to do is find out where Brandon's at in his business. We're going to chat about what his goals are, what he's trying to do. And then we're going to get into his business and his goals. We're going to audit his social media. And then live on this call, Jason and I are going to give him feedback. So without further ado, let's invite Brandon on right now. Brandon Serpa, what's up, my guy?
What's up, guys? Super.
Oh, dude. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you too, my dog.
All right. So, Brandon, for everybody watching and listening, who are you? What do you do? Where are you from? All the above.
Yep. I'm Brandon Serpa. I'm the co-owner of a digital agency. It's full service. That means we generate leads. And I'm from Oregon, but I live in Tempe, Arizona right now.
Okay. So for us that don't know what words you just said, Mr. Mechanic, what do you do? You're a digital agency. What the freak does that mean, man? Yeah, Talk to me like I'm in second grade and I got a coloring book.
Of course. So, you know, sales is like the lifeblood of a business, right? You need to make money, right?
Correct.
So I've heard this. Yes.
I help business owners get more people that want to buy their products or use their services.
And how do you do that? What's your unique thing that you do? I know it. Obviously, Jason and I know it because we get to work with you. But what do you do that's just super unique? And what's your mechanism to get us leads?
Yeah, well, I look at what a lot of people are on every day. So a lot of us are on social media every day. A lot of us are using Google every day. And that's just an opportunity where a business owner can be in front of to get in front of their audience. So I put businesses on big social media platforms to generate leads like Facebook, Instagram, and Google.
Okay. So we're going to dive right into your business audit here, Brandon. Okay. You ready, brother? Guys, can everybody watch and get some ice packs ready for Brandon?
Can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead. You got him?
Well, no, before we even get into social media, what does your shirt say?
Vans.
Does Vans cut you a check?
No, I wish.
Come on, man.
Okay, hey, now, Brandon, watch this. What's Jason wearing on his chest?
State 48 Roofing.
What's Jason wearing on his hat?
State 48 Roofing.
What am I wearing on my chest?
Impact.
What am I wearing on my hat?
Triumphant.
Yeah. Why are both of us swagged out in our brands right now?
Because you're your own walking billboard.
Right. So regardless whether we're watching this live, whether you're getting this as a photo, Instagram, a reel, a repurpose, you're going to know that Jason is State 48 Roofing, Nikki T's Impact in the Triumph of Life, right? You're going to know this is who we are and what we do.
Exactly.
Okay. So Jason, I gotta call myself out. He caught me on this, bro. I was surfing, you know, and like all my photos are like me in Hurley's and I'm a Vans guy, bro. Like I want to be sponsored by Vans. Vans, if you are hearing this, I want to be an entrepreneur, an inspirational speaker sponsored by you. I'll be happy to rock your stuff if you cut me a check. But he caught me at the surf spot. And I record a lot of my reels like at the beach. And he's like, bro, is Vans cutting you a check? And I said, not yet. I'm going to put this in the ether. Not yet. You know, when I hit the old timers pro circuit for surfing here, Brandon, right? But the very first thing is walk around and represent who you are. Right. So a quick little idea for you, dude. I love this. In my author program, we have shirts that come out that say, I wrote it. When you're walking around with a shirt that says, I wrote it, guess what somebody's going to ask you in the grocery store?
What'd you write?
Oh, man, I just wrote a book about how to sell real estate. So for you, got leads? Bro, very first thing, get an action step. Okay. Got leads? Right. Like, yeah. Guys, hear me out on this. So as we work with Brandon, we're going to tie this back into you. Jason's first thing that he taught me is own your brand and literally get your own apparel. So Brandon, if I were you, and for those watching right now, go to printful.com. Print fulfillment, one word, printful.com. It's an on-demand, one-off drop shipping company. And what that means is, Brandon, I printed this t-shirt one-off. So like the big frustration with buying swag is people don't want to go spend like $500 on a box of t-shirts. I bought this t-shirt, Brandon, for $25. It just showed up. You like it?
Yes.
Little light hoodie. $25. This hat, $25. And so I constantly, I'll just buy one t-shirt and I'll just wear it on all my live streams and on my podcast. So the very first thing I would do with what Jason taught you is get your swag right. Because what you personally, I know this, and you guys watching, Brandon goes to a lot of BNI networking groups and Toastmasters and events. Brandon, if you walked into a conference of business owners, 100 of them, and you were wearing a shirt that said need leads, do you think somebody's going to walk up to you and be like, for what? Yeah, dude, I need leads.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, okay. So Brandon, hear me out, dog. So the reason why I said that is because I've done that not just to Nick. I've done that to probably 30 people. And I did it to my own marketing manager, you know, Afton, right? The redheaded roofer. I literally did that to her. She was wearing an Ariat's hat one day. And you, on your own personal time, do whatever you want. I don't care. But I was like, but she was on the clock. And I'm like, excuse me. I said, does Ariat cut your check every Friday? She's like, no. And I said, never again. And I give her crap every single time because she's like gangster in representing our brand and what we do. Now, the only thing, to be honest, just like Nick said, I love those brands as well too, right? I'm an Oakley guy and this kind of stuff. But the only brands that I will personally wear, and the reason why, is because if they have given back to me or added value to me, other than like a fad or a social status, I will wear it, right? For example, First Form, Andy Vercella, changed my life, 75 hard. I will wear his shit all day long because he has made a big, big, big impact, and it is a conversation starter, right? Sean Whalen, Lions Not Sheep, one of my biggest mentors. I literally have three of my paintings in his house, right? Like we're super tight. He has helped me, my marriage, and my family. I will represent that. But even then, that's a one-off here and there. The point, I have Nikki T swag, right? I just wore Josh Trevelyan, right? I'm part of the real community. I wore a community shirt, right? Working out the other day and tagged him. So the point is with you is how many employees do you have? One?
Business owner and one employee.
Okay, so there's three of you, for lack of better words, right? Now, here's the thing. Yeah. So you have to like 1,000x, not even 10x. You need to 1,000x your brand and your swag and who you are and what you're doing right now because nobody knows who you are and what you do, right? You want omnipresence. You want to take up space. There's a guy named Lance Bachman that I just listened to on social media on the way over here. And he said, how did Google, you know, Google is not the first search engine platform. It was like it was like Dog Live or something like that. Two other ones. I've never even heard of them in my life. I thought it was Google from day one. It wasn't. There were two other platforms that took that. And he said, what did they do? He said they went to television. And like Google went to television? What the crap are you talking about? And he's like, they didn't really go to like actual television. They started doing billboards. And they started putting the word Google everywhere. When you drive around, you see Google, Google, Google. Those other guys didn't. So Google took over all the market share, and now they're a freaking juggernaut, right? So in your space, there's a lot of you, right? But what are you doing right now? Right now, I know Nick wants to do something. Nick, something to do with an impact. He wants to make an impact, and something about he's triumphant or triumphant something, right? It's a conversation starter. Hey, make an impact. Like, how do you make an impact, Nick? Right? And so that's where it goes. State 40 Roofing. Oh, like, hello. Do you have any idea? Will you ever guess what I do? Ever? No, right? Sexy business status. We take the status of a business and we make it sexy. Like it can't be that any easier, right? I love what Nick said. Hey, do you need leads? Or like market sucks, call me or something like that, right? But I'd be like the leads master, the leads generator.
Got clients, got leads.
Yeah, something with leads, it would be huge.
And Brandon, this is going to lead me to the second thing, right? So this is chapter two in our book. So for those watching, listening, if you don't have a copy of Scale, we want to give it to you for free. Go to scale8book.com. But what we talk about, Brandon, in phase three is your market and your messaging. So can anybody watching live right now, why don't you rewind? I'm going to give you one more chance before I give you this feedback. Brandon, what do you do? Because I asked you this and it took you 2 minutes to tell me what you do. And I still don't know what you do. What do you do?
I generate leads for businesses using big platforms like Facebook and Google and Instagram.
Thank you. What did you say the first time? So people come to me and they kind of, there's like this thing called Google and there's a phone and an internet and you dial up your modem and the hamster's running a wheel. And then like, I do this thing where like, you're going to go to Canva and I'm going to take a picture and then like, you're going to run a video. And then like, there's these things called traffics and CPMs and CPCs and click-through rates and da da da. That's what you tried to tell me about before. It took you 2.5 minutes to tell. Here's a script for you, okay? And everybody watching and listening, I help who? do what using your unique method.
Yeah.
Brandon, I help motivated business owners write a book and publish a book and stand out online to reach their dream customers. Crystal freaking clear. I help entrepreneurs write books. No bullshit. Now, I want you to say it as clear as you possibly can. What do you do, homeboy?
I help business owners generate leads using effective social media strategies.
That's getting better. I like that. We'll tweak that. We can build on that. Now check this out. I'm gonna add a bonus thing to you because I know you and I love you. So Brandon helps people run Patreon. But Brandon, feel free to use this. And you guys tuning in, I help who do what using your unique method. Okay. Now here's the bonus part of that. Insert case study. Watch this. Hey, Brandon, my name is Coach Nicky T. I help business owners actually write and publish a book to stand out, build authority online using my triumphant author method. Actually, my first book landed me 100 high-ticket sales and over $1 million of revenue, and I want to show you how. So actually is the case study. Now check this out. Yo, guys, I'm Brandon Serpa. I help business owners get leads using paid traffic. Actually, I just helped Jason and Coach Nicky T get over 165 leads through their funnel with my paid traffic strategies, and I can help you too. Your turn.
Oh, my turn.
Your turn.
I was listening. Hi, guys.
He's like, shit, why did I say yes to the hot seat today, dude?
Nah, I'm about this. I love this stuff. Nah, I'm Brandon. And I help business owners generate leads using paid traffic. Actually, I just helped Coach Nicky T and Jason Von Payne get 161 leads using my secret sales. My secret paid traffic.
Now, here's the thing that I'm trying to get everybody watching to understand, and for you, my dog, is if this seems uncomfortable, it's probably because you never had a chance to sit down with me and Jason and talk about this stuff. No, everybody wants to run to like, show me the hack on TikTok to hack the algorithm so I can go viral. Brother, have you had a conversation about your messaging? The way that I look at it is this. I call it the airplane test. If you were to sit down on the airplane, I always fly Southwest when I go see Jason. And for some freaking reason, I can never get in the A boarding and I won't spend $50 to upgrade because it's not first class. And I'm always in the freaking middle aisle seat in C class in the back. And every person will look at me and be like, oh, what do you do? Right? I look at this as this. Can you tell that person within 20 seconds who you are and what you do? And if you guys notice, for those listening, you didn't see this, but for those watching, Brandon, were you a little uncomfortable? Like, shit, I got to tell these guys what I do. Did that seem a little awkward there for a second?
Sorry, I cut out a little bit. Did you ask if it was uncomfortable being on the hot seat?
Yeah, was it uncomfortable and kind of awkward to say that? You kind of stuttered your words a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable, but like that's where people grow, man.
This is my point, right? Why does an NBA superstar practice free throws? Why do quarterbacks and receivers go to training camp and practice the routes? Because they're the basic fundamentals of what they do. Yet for me, for most business owners, they never practice their elevator pitch. They never practice their I help who do what. So people are like, I'm a realtor and I show homes and then like I gave pumpkins to my clients because it's October. What? What do you do? Like, what makes you special? What makes you unique? So guys, in the book, we talk about marketing messaging, right? And so Brandon, even just in that fast exercise, this has been 5 minutes. You started with this 2-minute rant. Let's go one more time as crisp as you can.
Yeah, dude, I'm Brandon. I help business owners generate more leads using my paid traffic strategies. Actually, I just helped the Scale Mastermind team, Jason Von Payne and Coach Nicky T generate 161 leads under a week using my strategy. Let me know if you want to find out how I can do.
Jason, dude. Now that do you see the difference of how you started? And for those watching and listening, do you see the difference of just getting clear on your messaging? I help who do what using what is your unique mechanism. We call it your unique method. And then the bonus point is insert a really cool testimonial or case study, right? But Brandon, I'm proud of you, man. Way to lean into that, dude. That's badass.
The reason why you need to do that, and you need to master it, and you need to record yourself and then listen to it and then do it again and again and again 1,000 times is because the first version, that's 2 minutes. I am literally one of your paying clients, correct? You bang my credit card right now for services.
Yeah.
That 2 minutes, I still wouldn't listen to you. And I give you money, right? Because it has to be short, it has to be sweet, it has to be the points. I put on sexy roofs. Plain and simple. Like it's literally that easy. Now there's the next version of that. Like I help business owners, right? Or I help homeowners get a new roof and get peace of mind, X, Y, Z. You need to keep it short and sweet, especially in your space, dude. Like roofing, it's very simple. Roof, right? Coach. You, like what's one word? And I think you already had it and Nick already gave it to you. What's one word that would describe your business? One.
Leads.
Dude, that's it. Stop. Nothing else matters. Leads. Okay, what do you do? Like, okay, and then from there you have a follow-up conversation, right? So that we just took it from 2 minutes, Nick took it down to 60 seconds to 10 seconds, and I took it down to one word.
So right? So what Jason's diving into.
Look at Nick's shirt though, right? Proving a point. Look at Nick's shirt. It doesn't say I help people write books. No. Impact or author coach, right? Or does that make sense? Like leads. It needs to be short. Imagine, Brandon. If you took Nick's idea, you got a $25 shirt and you took your 2 minute first one and you put it on your shirt all the way down, right? Nobody would read that. They would be like, what the crap is on? You'd get laughed at, right? But if it says like, I generate leads. Okay, cool. Hey, and I'm at Taco Bell or, you know, with Chipotle or whatever.
Yeah. So you guys watching and listening, chuckling at Brandon, this is harder to do than it is. All right. So I want you to look at your stuff and tell me your elevator pitch. But so many people, Brandon, don't pay attention to this because you're at our mastermind, you're on our calls, you're going to BNI. The lost revenue, the opportunity cost that you don't see is ridiculous. If I told you how many hundreds of thousands of dollars I've left on the table by not being clear on my messaging and that you are now, you would literally be like, dude, I'm going to take a cold shower and cry my eyes out and just have Taco Bell all night long. Like, I'm going to be so upset about it. So what we're talking about, guys, is your message, right? The thing that I want everybody to clearly understand, nobody gives a crap about who you are and what you're doing until they get to know you. Everybody is trying to solve a problem. If you want to stand out more in your business on social media, talk about them and the problem that you're trying to solve. So what do I want? And guys, walk through this exercise if you want to pause us or, you know, come back to this. Number one, what is the thing, the problem, the challenge, the dilemma, the goal, the frustration that my dream clients are facing? What is the problem? Jason just did this to you, with you. What is the problem any business owner is facing before they come to you, Brandon? What's their problem, challenge, dilemma?
They don't have any leads or they don't know how to generate leads.
Right, but go deeper on that. So guys, when you're doing this exercise, get deep on what are the raw emotions, frustrations, challenges? So can I take you a little bit deeper on really what you're talking about?
Yeah, so, I mean, they're scared. Like they need to pay bills. They need to pay their payroll and they're not making enough money.
Bro, you've sat with them. I've sat with them and I've been there. When you don't know where your next deal is coming from, do you know how frustrating it is to work and work and work and record content and content and content and have 30 views and 2 likes and do it again? It's the definition of insanity and not know how you're going to pay your mortgage. Entrepreneurship is tough as shit, dude. Being a solopreneur is even tougher, right? That's why we provide so much value. But like that dude or dudette, they're up at night scrolling TikTok, dreaming of a solution. They're dreaming of a dude like you. So what's that problem? So many people talk about themselves. If you want to win, use the word you. I want to help you get leads. Not me. People tune into this radio station all the time, WIFM. What's in it for me? So as you want to, if you want to grow your content, what you should produce more is stuff for them, not for you. And Jason and I just had this conversation literally this morning. So many people are self-serving where they love to hear themselves talk. One of the reasons that we designed this live stream to have you on as a hot seat is we wanted to truly add value to you and the listeners, not to hear us talk to ourselves again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're truly solving real problems. So those watching, tuning in right now are coming to learn how to grow their social media, how to get more leads. And so we're just going to unpack things that help them. And that if you want to stand out on social media, start recording your content, your reels, your TikToks, your podcast for them. Let me show you how to get more paid traffic. Let me show you how to get more customers. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Once you get hyper clear on the problem, start sharing tips, strategies for them that help them solve that problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then step three, invite them to learn more. That's it. Like, that's the crazy three magic formula. What's the problem they're facing? What tip can I share on social or whatever, or paid out or whatever, that invites them to move forward? And then what's the call to action? So walk me through this. You're running our book funnel right now. What's the number one challenge that our dream audience is facing?
For the book?
Yeah, for the book. So we're running Scale. If you guys don't have a copy, scale8book.com, go get it for free. What's the problem challenge? This is a great exercise for everybody watching to go through the three steps. What's the problem challenge dilemma goal that our dream audience is facing?
There's two problems. They're either not authority in their market space or not an expert, or they're not generating any business.
Right. So for us, running a book that is Scale, 8 phases to 8 figures, it's a business owner that's looking to grow, looking to hire, looking to scale is really what we do, right? Cool. Mm-hmm. What's a tip that we could offer them? In this case, it's the book. What are some other tips we could offer them?
To scale?
Yeah. What's like a little video we could offer them to scale?
Get attention. Keep attention.
Get attention. Social media, right? And then call to action. Go give us your name, phone number, and email address to move forward.
Exactly.
And brother, running that three-step formula, you'll completely obliterate your business. Jace, go ahead.
So two things right now. So we're going to get into not the nitty-gritty, but just very simple. Right now, based off of this, if you can see it.
Hey, are you on his Facebook?
I'm on your Facebook, dog.
Watch this. Let's try this, man. We might have some fancy tools today, y'all.
Yeah, Nicky T's been playing with it. See if it works.
Is it on? Can you guys see me?
Oh, hot damn. Yes, it is. There we go.
All right. Look at this, dude. Hey,
Brandon, once again, okay, let's start at the top, right? Your cover image here, your banner in the back, right?
Yeah.
What is that?
Do you work for Rolls Royce?
Dude, I wish. No.
What is the R, dude?
Yeah.
Brandon, I'm serious. What does the R mean? I'm just curious.
Rapid Media Co. It's our company.
What do you do, though? Who gives a shit?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Brandon, let me show you something. Here's, guys, and if you're listening, we're looking at his cover image on Facebook. If you're watching, you get to see this live. Hey, Brandon, show me a difference.
It's exactly what you do. Help you write a book and build authority, Brandon. I want to help you write a book and build authority.
Okay, let's go back. Hold on. Just make sure we're all getting this clear. Cool. All right, guys. What does Brandon do?
R.
With, like, do you make gold? Are you a jewelry shop, Brandon?
No.
Okay, cool. So Brandon's in jewelry. I thought that was a Rolls Royce logo. I guess he's in watches now. Okay, cool. And then, wait, we got to go to this one. Okay, and then what does this guy do?
He helps write a book.
And guess what? You see that little link right there?
Yeah.
This is what we call a book funnel, guys. Or excuse me, a profile funnel. So here's the takeaway for you guys watching. So we add mad value to you. Go to canva.com right now. Let me see if I can pull it off for you guys. Go to canva.com right now. Click on the top right corner that says create a design. Type in Facebook cover. Boom. Here we go. And look at all these amazing templates that we can choose from to design our Facebook cover image. Pretty simple, right? Oh, dude, check this out. This one's dope. I like that. That one's pretty cool, right? And so, guys, how much does that cost to do?
It's free.
It's free 50. So for us, Brandon, getting very clear on who you help and the target message is a really, really big deal. So a lot of people approach us and wonder why they don't stand out on social media. Nobody knows what you do, bro. Now, let's get into the rest of his stuff, Jace. Let's dive back into his profile for you.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. All right, get out of there.
Yep. You got me?
Yep.
All right, let's go.
So mine's not as gangster, but mine, if you see mine literally says Scale, State 48 Roofing. So it's all there, right? The whole thing is like, something leads, right? Or I help small business owners generate leads through paid ads.
Yeah, guys. So quick little trick for you is set up a domain name off of your Facebook profile, your Linktree, your Instagram bios, where people can contract with you. So going back to mine, people go through my webinar funnel book with NickyT.com. So that runs 24/7, right? It never takes a day off, never gets sick, runs holidays and weekends. And we call these profile funnels. And I get 4 to 5 leads a week off of that just organically for free. And so people want to grow their social media, but I'm like, how? Like, what are you doing to grow it, right? Like, you expect people are just going to be like, knock, knock. Hey, I saw your Facebook page. Can I come to your jewelry shop? right? So, Jace, yeah, let's keep you going, man. Let's
go down. I love it. You're in a suit. That's beautiful. That's awesome. You look like an attorney or a lawyer, right?
Looks real good. I like
that. What does Brandon do other than look freaking sexy?
He's a boss, dude. It looks clean. Yeah.
The marketing. Right?
Okay. No, let me show you. Like, as simple as this is taken with a selfie on an iPhone, by the way, right? I'm literally up on a roof taking a picture, right, of me, hat, shirt, boom, all there.
Hey, right? Brandon, what in about there. You holding a sign on a street corner that says Got Leads?
That's funny.
Dude, like a cardboard sign. Like, as funny as that is, you chuckled. Do you think somebody that just friend requests you is going to be like, that's kind of funny? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so guys, what we're getting at is this. I get you like football and hunting and fishing your kids. Congratulations. You can make your social media all your life, and that's fine. That's an option. But then don't expect to generate leads out of it. What we're talking about right now is how to get attention and generate leads and clients using social media. You have to tell people who you are, what you do, right? That's just simple and a way to get a hold of you. And so Jason's talking about staging a profile shoot. Jason has a lot of our contractors go stand out by their trucks, which is pretty cool. Mine is me on stage, obviously inspirational speaker, business coach, you know, pretty simple right there. All right, Jace, let's go through his stuff.
Yeah, so apart from posting our stuff from today, the last one was October 16th. Today is the 24th. 8 days. Brandon Serpa died for 8 days. He rented a backhoe, got a casket, 6 feet wide, box, wooden one, laid down there for a week, and then a week later said, hey, guys, I'm back.
Okay, so what Jason's talking about is this. Brandon, how much does it cost for you to post on Instagram?
5 minutes.
Or Facebook?
5 minutes.
Yeah, how much does it cost you?
Free.
It's free and it takes you 5 minutes. So you mean to tell me you didn't have 5 minutes yesterday to post?
No, I did.
Okay. Did you have 5 minutes the day before that?
No, I did.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's, we're not ripping on you, man. And thank you for being our sacrificial lamb here for the live stream.
Cool. That's good.
Brandon, you're helping people right now. So here's what I want you to do. Watching, tuning in, go look at your social media. Jason's rule of thumb is this: post 3 times per day at a minimum. Post in the morning, post at lunch. Jason says 4.
Bradley says 4. Trust the almost billionaire, not me. Times a day.
4 times per day. And if you're telling me that takes you 5 to 10 minutes a post, we have a trick question in the in our community. Hey, Brandon, how long does it take to record a 60-second reel?
60 seconds.
Okay, cool. So one could be a reel, 60 seconds. I'll give you 3 to 4 more minutes to figure out how to post that stupid thing, okay?
Yep.
So how long are we talking for you to post for? Like, When Jason says post 4 times per day, I hear this all the time. Oh, I don't have time for that. Pause. Most business owners that I talk to, their number one challenge in their business that would change everything is leads. Everybody right now. So you don't have clients. No, I don't have clients. Okay, so you need clients. Yeah, I need clients. Okay, got that. We've established that. So you're going to post 4 times per day. Ah, I don't have the time for that. But you just told me you don't have enough clients.
I need to hire somebody.
So what are you doing with your time then? So if this is all hands on deck, the building is on fire, you mean to tell me that you can't find... So if you're talking 5 to 10 minutes per post, I'll round up and I'll give you 10... You know what, Brandon? I'm going to give you 15 minutes per post. So for you to post 4 times per day at 15 minutes per post, how long do we legitimately need to block off per day to work on your social media, which you most have established is their number one source of generating clients, leads, and attention? How long would that be per day?
45 minutes a day.
Thank you. So do you see my perspective of when somebody tells me, hey, I don't have time for it, I'm like, but you just called me and asked me for help telling me you don't have enough clients and you have all this free time, but you don't have time to do social media. So call it what it is. It hasn't become a what for you.
Brandon, here's a quick one.
Hold on. Don't leave this yet. Brandon, what is social media not for you right now?
Not to consume.
It's not a priority.
Oh, yeah, not a priority. Yeah.
It's not a priority for you. It's I want to do it. I should do it. So here's for everybody watching and listening. Here's how you change this. That which gets scheduled gets done. So I'm not perfect either. So here's what you got to do. I would set a time block at 8 a.m., 11, 11, 2, and 7 or whatever as an appointment in your iPhone calendar. And when that appointment goes off, you need to show up for 15 minutes, find something to post. That's it. A text post takes you literally 30 seconds, right? But when you have this as a priority, it starts to grow and you start to get attention. Jason, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going through here. So you have a story of you. If you click on his stories, Nick, don't even go down. The other one was also that same day, right there. So traffic on. So I don't know what that means. Like you're in traffic, you're stuck in traffic. I can see, I can see a steering wheel. That's where it is. I'm giving you shit, right? But I'm also, yeah, it's funny and it's entertaining. But the point of it is, like, before you do that, I would literally press the record button, right, on the same story, right? And I would say, hey guys, I'm going to show you a screenshot of what traffic looks like for one of my clients to do. Explain your screenshot before you send a screenshot, right?
Or after, Brandon. I'd literally let that thing fly and go, hey, on that previous slide, we actually just launched a paid ads campaign for this business owner who's what? Ready for this? Problem is getting leads. Problem. Who, like, what problem are we trying to solve? And what are we doing to solve it? We're using my paid traffic method. Does it make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. So you do it before, or during, and an after. So you do, I forgot who taught me this. I can't take credit for it. But you do a video before, right? 60 seconds or less. Hey, I'm going to show you guys exactly what I do, how I helped, you know, Jason and Nick generate, you know, 172 leads, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And I'm going to show you a screenshot of a map, of a graph of what this looks like and how we went from, if you pay attention to the dots down here and now it's up here, that's because of me. Watch this. Then you do the screenshot. So now you have two posts, right? Two stories. And then the next one after that is you basically just saying the exact same thing over again. But you want to it's called framing. You want to set them up for, because right now you show me that graph, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, right? So it's like, woof, like I don't get it, right? What if I would have framed you? Hey, Brandon, here's what this is going to look like. Here's what this graph is about. Here's how I helped take a business owner A and B to C doing X and Y and Z. Cool. Then you do the picture, the still shot, whatever it is, use the graph. The graph is great. It's totally cool. It works and it's huge, right? Totally sells the point. You need to pre-frame them of what you're going to show them on. And then on the back end, right, you could also do a voiceover. We'll talk about that later. But the next one, right, would literally be, hey, this is what's going on. This is why it's happening. And in the graph, you just retell the story again of what they saw in the graph, right? So there's three pieces of content right there that will help your one just look gangster, plain and simple.
All right, Brandon, here's another thing. How many friends do you have on Facebook?
I don't know. How much? 1,574,
okay? Yeah. You have 1,574 friends. This is me and Jason's favorite, dial in. This is our favorite free strategy. This is part of the 7-day cash machine. I helped a kid literally make a $5,000 sale in 48 hours using this. Brandon, start friend requesting proactively, friend requesting 10 to 15 people per day that are your dream audience. We did this for a flooring company. So the flooring company, they did epoxy floors and garage storage. He started friend requesting a bunch of real estate agents who were his dream clients. Then he started pumping in 3 to 4 posts per day. Okay, logical. I help who do what. Real estate agent friend requests him, says, oh my God, you do floors. I'm building a brand new home. Build this out. And he literally landed a $5,800 sale in his DMs within 48 hours of starting this method. So for you guys listening, see, Brandon right here can get up to 5,000 friends. Brandon, where do you think your business would be if you had 3,500 more of your dream prospects on your Facebook list?
Probably have like 5 more accounts.
Yeah. So who's your dream client?
Business owners that want to get busier.
Okay. But,
actually, service-based business owners now.
Okay. So here's where Facebook gets really, really fun. When you friend request a bunch of service-based business owners, it starts giving you more people just like that as suggested friends. Okay. Now, for you, stay away from the hot chicks. Don't be using Facebook as a dating site. Go to Bumble or Hinge, bro. I know you're engaged, right? But so many people want to use their Facebook just for fun. I'm fine with that. Make the decision. Is this fun and is this a hobby? But don't expect to make money from it. What we're talking about is turning your social media into a lead generating, client getting platform. So for me, logically, if you started adding 15 new people, Brandon, you're in paid traffic. What would that cost you to add 15 new leads per day of your dream audience? Probably cost you $50, right? $100. You can do this for free. Now, for you guys watching and listening, run this strategy. We have all of our students do this. So if you get the concept here, right, you start friend requesting 10 to 15 new badass people that are your dream clients. Then you start producing content that solves the problem and speaks to who? Your dream audience. Your Facebook profile set up for that. And guess what happens, bro? Guess what happens? You're going to start getting clients out of it. Any questions on that? Okay. I got one last thing I want to show you, and then I'll let Jace take over. My favorite thing to do, Brandon, When I land on your page, I got nowhere to go, okay? What I want you to do is this, okay? Check this out. I'll show you, and then I'll tell you what it is. Brandon, do you see this video right here?
Yeah, the pinned post.
The pinned post. Now, what this video is, guys, for those listening, I'll explain it. For those watching, you can see it. What this is a video that talks about who I am, what I do, and how I can help you make $1 million on your first book. And then there's a chance to get a hold of me right here. But Brandon, what this does is you pin the post. So you click on the three dots at the right and you pin the post. It'll go live at the top of your page. What that means, my friend, is every time I get a new friend or a new follower, okay, they see this first. It lives at the top of my page. So we call this a profile funnel. And what happens is this lives on my profile. So it's a mini webinar sitting there that teaches you how I made $1 million on my first book, then gives you a chance to click on the link and go watch and learn more. So I'm taking my profile, friend requesting people, growing my social media, and it's giving them a chance to contract with me. So for you guys watching and listening, go record a post, your elevator pitch. I help do who, do what, how, then post that, then right click on the three dots and pin that to the top of your page. And as you start friend requesting people, that's the thing that they will see first. So for example, Brandon, if you start friend requesting these service-based businesses on a daily basis, whenever you get a friend request, what do you do first? Who the hell is this person, right? So they're going to go see you and they're going to see got leads, get leads, I generate leads. And then there's this little 45-second, 60-second video and it's you like a boss telling them what you do and offering them a chance to get your free book, your free guide, your free training. Does that make sense? Pin post, dude. Everything we gave you right now, what would that cost for you to run everything that we just gave you right now?
Like an hour.
No money, right?
No money.
Guys, let me just burn this into your brains. Grant Cardone said this. You either got a smartphone or you got a dumb phone. And it lives in your wallet or your pocket and your purse all the time. Jace, what you got for Brandon?
Sir, but what do you like to do, man? Do you work out every day?
I work out.
That was my question. Every day?
Well,
so, make this very clear before you get all excited. I want you to understand that people want to work with people they know, they like, and they trust. And the way they know they like and they trust you is if you tell them who you are, what you do, right? Are you married? Are you single? Like, we all know Nick is single. We all know Nick has a beautiful, amazing little puppy dog, right?
Why you gotta rip on a single thing, man? Are you trying to use are you using our live stream as like a game show and like we're gonna try to get me like hooked up?
Bro, I'm promoting you. You're welcome.
Is that what you're doing? Like, hey, if they don't know you, they can't flow you. Is that what you're doing?
You have to pay for Bumble, you have to pay for all these things. Guess what? This is free 99.
Hey, brother, and Bumble ain't working well. So if you're out there and you know somebody within an hour or so of San Diego, hook your boy up. Slide into those DMs at Coach Nicky.
How do you know? Dude, somebody slid into Nick's thing and said, dude, so excited you're coming back to Arizona. He's like, I never said I was coming back to Arizona. There's no pictures of me in Arizona. And I never once mentioned me being in Arizona, right? But I see him surfing every single week. Right. So the word I want you to write down this entire takeaway, right? Two words for you: intentional and consistent. The only way that you can do this is you have to be intentional about social media. If you're not intentional, which means you have to make a priority and implement that. Number one. Number two is consistency, because if you do it, but you don't do it often enough, you just show me a wedding ring, right? You're married, engaged?
Yeah, I'm married.
You're married. Okay. How often do you talk to your wife?
Every day, every morning,
every day, every night. Okay. How often do you text or call your wife?
Probably, I sent her a text an hour ago. So,
yeah.
You ain't posting on your social. I get you, love your wife, brother. Do you see your? I love the priorities, but if you want to grow that side of your business, everything has to become a priority for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying there?
What happens if you neglect your wife and you stop talking to her? She's gonna go find another dude.
Exactly.
Right? Like, there's no way of doing it. So what happens is you need to be intentional with your spouse, just like you need social media, right? It's an analogy. You need to know that, social media, that's why I'm so gangster about it. And I made $3.1 million in revenue, right? At 5% net profit. I made $150,000 last year. True story. From free organic, not even the SERPA route paid ads, free organic social media posting. But what I do, people know who I am. I'm the exact same dude here as I am church, as I am in heaven and hell and San Diego and Phoenix and Arizona Cardinals football to you name it, doesn't matter. I do not change who I am, but people know who I am. They know I'm married. They know I have kids. They love them. They know I love the outdoors. They know I love giving back to the community, right? Doing our $100 dinners and throwing events. They know that because I show that.
Well, let me unpack what
you, they cannot flow you.
But let me unpack what Jason's talking about. Sure. So Jason's talking about things that make him, right? So we're not saying this has to be all I help people with paid traffic and get leads. Start incorporating some of your life. I love the photo that you have with the guest speakers. You had the Kirby's on. You know, they're amazing, right? Start talking about the things. Start talking about your football team. Start people want to work with like real human beings, right? And so I think that that's important. So I call it your four buckets is what I call it. I just have like four things that I talk about. I love marketing. I love sharing inspirational quotes. Like that's a big part of my life. I love San Diego. Like I'll post like me at the beach, you know, like surfing and stuff like that. And I love my dog, dude. Like that. That's if you look at, that's just who I am as a human being. So I just like documenting this life. Brandon, I know we got you on short time. Let me just, it would not be a hot seat unless we did this. What's the number one challenge facing your business? Meaning if Jason and I were genies in a bottle right now and you could rub this magic lamp and be like, dear genie, we pop out. Hey, Brandon, Nick and Jason here. What's up? What problem can we solve? And you can use this genie. We're going to grant you a wish, right? What problem would you use this genie to solve in your business right now?
Trust. Marketing has a bad rep right now because everyone promises big old things and delivers little things. And ultimately, our biggest problem is gaining trust with our dream audience. So I do that by posting on social media and meeting people face to face, belly to belly, and going to networking events and being a part of communities like this. But overall, like with marketing, you can never guarantee results. And if you do, run the other way. If someone is guaranteeing results, run the other way. But you could set expectations. And that's what we're really good at doing. But yeah, trust is the biggest one.
Okay. So I'll let Jace go because I'm going to go off with a couple pieces of feedback for you. Jason, how would you help Brandon, Mr. Genie, Genie number one, how would you help Brandon build more trust in his business?
So a guy named Sean Whalen taught me to use this thing called an iPhone and YouTube. I literally just typed in, how do you gain trust? Now this is crazy, right? So value long-term relationships. Trust requires long-term thinking. Long-term, what did I just say? Consistency. They need to see you. They need to see you often. They need to see you all the time. It doesn't matter. It don't only be business, dude. I'm not only business. Do I go home and continue working? No. What do I do? I become a dad. I'm a dad. I'm a husband, right? I'm in the community. I'm doing stuff. Number two, be honest, right? How do you know if someone's honest? You have to hear them talk and then you say, okay, you're full of shit or you're not, right? But I don't know if Brandon Serpa is honest or not because I never see him. He might be the most amazing guy, the best guy with paid ads. He might be the best husband, the best person. I don't know that because I never see it. I never see him. I don't know what he's doing, right? How many of us know, how many of you right now have friends from high school that you still follow? You know exactly every square inch of their house, of their family, of their life from high school, and you've not physically seen them in 20 years. We all have a handful of them, right? Now flip it. That other friend, how many of you guys have that other friend where you literally have no idea if they're alive or if they're dead? You don't know where they live. You don't know what they're doing, right? I like that one. That's good, right? You don't know who they are, what they're doing, if they're married, if they have kids, if they're a doctor, if they're in jail, right? You have no idea. And the biggest way to do that is via social media. That's how you gain trust. On your commitments, admit when you're wrong. Communicate effectively. This is how you communicate effectively, right? Social media. Be vulnerable, right? This was mega vulnerable, by the way. My hat goes off to you for doing this because a lot of people say it's easy and they want to do it. And we blow their brains out every time we do it. But this is awkward as crap. It just is, right? So you being vulnerable and being willing and being coachable is absolutely huge. Be helpful. Funny that we say that because be helpful means what, right? We give. We add value. We educate. And we expect nothing in return, right? Are you dropping nuggets? I saw on your page here. If I go back to your page real quick, I just saw on one of your pages. Oh, where'd it go? I just saw it where you were doing videos with Michael Jansen up on his roof, creating content to run ads, bro. But that was like a month ago. Like, I want to see that shit every single day. How many accounts do you have, for lack of better words?
13.
13. I should see every single one of them every single week, something that you're working on with them. You don't have to disclose numbers or even the business name. Hey, I'm helping a pool business. We just generated 13 leads yesterday. Pop, 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 pop. Nick Trevilian just did that with Mark Brimley and did an amazing case study. But that shit, if he only tells me, I'm the only one that benefits from that apart from Mark. But if he takes that message and he puts on social media, hey, I just helped the HVAC guy when it's beautiful and 90 degrees and the air conditioning is not on and AC is not a crazy hot commodity right now, this moment, he just generated like 75 or 45 leads in literally like a weekend simply by helping him. Would you like me to help you do that too, right? But if you don't put it on social media, I don't care how many pictures and videos you have on here. If they're on your camera roll, they don't do jack shit. They don't make you any money, plain and simple. You need to take Brandon Serpa, that badass that we know, and he needs to come out of his shell and come out on social media and Instagram, and I guarantee you'll add six figures to your business before the end of the year.
Another one. You're muted, but that's I hear you clap.
Nick, I see the clap. I can't hear it, though.
Dude, that was dope. Okay, that was good, right? All right, Brandon, that's genie number one. Ready for genie number two?
Hit me.
Hello, I'm your genie. Burn this quote into your brain and everybody listening. This is from Jay-Z. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. What that quote means to me in marketing is this. Share your results as real as they are. Share them what they are. We all, and Brandon, can I ask you a real honest question? Do you ever face imposter syndrome? I know I do.
Yeah.
You ever feel like who would want to listen to me and like, why should they listen to me? I think any business owner watching and listening can relate to that. It to me, it's normal. Like, I got a funny story for you before I explain this. We're at our conference. Okay. Me and Jason, it's our conference. And I don't think people are going to show up. And I'm still feeling like an imposter. And there's 450 people in the room. And I'm still like, oh, they're not coming. And the room's full. Like, who would come see me and Andy Elliott and Jason? And like, they're there to like get a copy of our book. And I'm still feeling, and I think it's normal to feel that way. So here's what I found. I call this case study marketing. You ready? For everybody watching, this will change your marketing. Get results for yourself or get results for somebody else, and you will never be an imposter ever again. So watch this. Hey, I think in theory, maybe you should write a book and maybe it'll be cool for you. And I read in this ChatGPT prompt that if you write books and this article says complete imposter syndrome. Ready for this? Hey, listen, I wrote a book for my real estate company. I landed 100 high ticket sales and generated over $1 million with this. I'm not telling you that's going to happen. I didn't make that overnight, but I'm telling you that's what I did. Do you see the conviction in my eyes? You can't take that away from, like, you can't. That's mine, right? So like a personal trainer, for example, our friend Coach Nate. When you see Coach Nate, what's he look like?
Marble.
Dude, he's jacked, right? 6'5", cock diesel, six pack. If you look at Coach Nate, is he a living, walking, breathing billboard for himself and a representation of the $1 million body?
Yeah.
All he's got to do is go, bitch, please look at this. Eat what I told you to eat, work out. That's results. Does that make sense? Nate has helped me lose 50 pounds, 5-0. Jason, how much weight has he helped you lose?
27.
I have a before and after photo of me fat and me chiseled, all because of my dog coach, Nate. So if somebody ever questions Nate's program, he just goes, huh? Look, bro. It's called case study marketing. You guys check this out. Talk about the results that you've gotten for yourself or brag about the results that you've gotten for somebody else. Check this out. You want to get more trust, right? Hey guys, listen, I'm going to record your next piece of content. Hey, so if you're a business owner looking to get more leads, I just helped Nikki T and Jason using this book right here, like this one in my hands. We're running Facebook ads using my specific process. They've generated 165 leads in a week and a half using this book. Now, am I going to promise you that for yourself? No, these dudes are badasses and it's a good fucking book. But I'm telling you, that's what I did for them. And I'm not just telling you that. Here's a screenshot to show you the volume, the eyeballs, the traffic, the impressions, and the leads. Can anybody take that away from you?
No.
It really happened. This is what I love. Dude, I love case study marketing. Talk about the results that you just got. Realtors listening. I sold that guy's home for a cash, or I sold it above asking price, or I did this. Look at my before and afters. I remodeled this property before ugly, after me pretty. And I think once people understand this concept, your problem is building trust, right? Jason could take an ugly roof that was falling apart, tree caved in on the sucker, put a sexy roof on and say, we helped them do that roof. You can't take that away from you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so if I ever get imposter syndrome, I just start bragging about our clients and our customers, or I default to my results. Different story, different day, meaning you have to have results for yourself and results for somebody else. If you're watching this, listening, and you're newer in what you do, stop trying to fake shit. Get one person to go through your product, system, course, teachings, all the above, and get them ridiculous results. So what are you doing with us? You're getting us ridiculous results. I would start documenting this. I call this the Babe Ruth theory, right? Call your shot. Hey guys, 2 weeks ago, I approached Coach Nicky T and Jason, which you did, and said, yo, use my system, my Facebook ads. I'm going to blow this out of the water. And here's what happened. 2 weeks later, 165 leads. Bet, right? It's powerful. Yeah, Jason talked about Mark Brimley. Mark came to me and said, yo, I need your help. I said, dude, let's create a Godfather offer. Let's do this. Let's email your list. We're going to do this. Mark generated 50 in-home appointments last week, 50, 5-0, and we're not done yet. Am I promising you will get that? No, but what I'm telling you is we just did this not 10 years ago. I did this now in today's market. Pretty cool, right? So how do you build more trust? You just start talking about the cool results. And my favorite thing is, am I promising you will get this too? Can Coach Nate promise that everybody will lose 50 pounds? No. Coach Nicky T and Jason work their ass off and they're willing to get up and go to the gym, right? For you as a paid advertiser. Can I promise you this? No. But when I ask Nick to record me a video, he doesn't send me one. He sends me four back to back to back. They have a good book. They have a good funnel, right? And so to help you build trust as your genie today, my friend, and for those watching, because I'm your genie too, talk about case study marketing. Talk about the results you've gotten for yourself, results you've gotten for somebody else. Brandon, does that help you?
Money. Yeah, that helps a lot.
Bro, I'd say your business hot seat is done. Anything else we can do to help you while we have you live in the Scale hot seat sesh?
No, another business owner needs to hop on this. It's very valuable.
Oh, dude, we're going to do them weekly, man. We're having fun with this. If you guys want to be on the future, let us know. But Brandon, You stepped into the lion's den right now, and I honor you for that. So let's do this, brother. Let's let you finish with your elevator pitch, and then I want you to give a nice plug for somebody to get a hold of you here on the show. Let's help you promote, my guy. All right, who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, so I'm Brandon. I'm the co-owner of Rapid Media Co., and I help business owners generate leads to their business and using my effective social media strategies and paid advertising strategies. I actually just helped Coach Nicky T and Jason Von Payne generate 161 leads within 2 weeks using their book funnel. If you do want to get more leads for your business, you can get a hold of me at my Facebook profile, Brandon Serpa. I'll be changing my header here soon. Or you can text me 541-554-7497 to start getting leads within 2 weeks.
Hey, I can't let him go till we do this. Jason, give him the Insta handle training real fast. Everybody's got to hear this before he leaves. Let me go to his Instagram.
Brandon the Entrepreneur.
Oh, dude, Brandon, this will blow you away right before you leave. This will make you money right in itself. Jason, you got his Instagram?
What does it say? No, I'm on the live right now.
It's on the screen right now.
Something Entrepreneur, the live stream is blocking it.
Has nothing to do with here. Let me scroll you down. It says Brandon _the_Entrepreneur. Is that anything about who Brandon is?
You're an entrepreneur. High five.
Congrats. But, we're all entrepreneurs. Welcome to the club, brother.
Hi, Jason Entrepreneur. But guess what? Nobody's going to buy a roof from me because I'm an entrepreneur.
All right, Brandon. So Jason has taught all of us to change your at handle. And Jason, why would he do? What are you on Instagram, Jason?
Jason the Roofer.
What does Jason do at Jason the Roofer, Brandon?
Roofs.
What does at Coach Nicky T do?
Coach.
All right. So that's why I changed that. So Jason,
Brandon, the lead monster, the lead generator, the lead master.
Ooh.
assassin, the lead genie going on Nikki T's thing there.
At got leads with Brandon.
At my leads are bigger than your leads.
Yeah. So for you guys watching and listening, what Jason's talking about doing is this: go to your Instagram handle and make your handle something that says clearly who you are and what you do. It's to me, these are, we've given you nothing but free strategies that you could go make a couple hundred grand per year on, which is insane. And I love that. I love the value that we provide. All we want to do is hook you up. Go like at Brandon, the ad agency, or at Brandon, the lead generator, or whatever. So when somebody sees your handle.
Yeah. Don't do agency. Keep once again, right. Went from 2 minutes to 1 minute to 30 seconds to 10 seconds to one word. Brandon, like I generate leads. Brandon, the lead generator. It's got to be short and sweet, to the point. And dude, I'm telling you, like literally case study, right? One of my sales reps is named Tommy. It was Tommy the roofer. Well, he wears cowboy boots and a cowboy hat to all of his appointments, right? And I'm like, dude, change it to Tommy the cowboy roofer.
Ooh.
Right?
Hey, you did Brittany the painter. I thought was so good. Brittany at Brittany the painter. Yep. Solid.
Brittany at Jason the roofer. Chicago. Brittany the Chicago style painter. So now it attracts everybody that has any affiliation with Chicago and the Cubs and the White Sox and the Bears. So
yeah, brother. So that's a free trick for you and everybody watching, and that I think could be huge for you. Brandon, anything else we can do to help you, my friend, before we let you get back to your day?
Nah, dude, this was fire. Very helpful. I got a whole list of notes now. I got to make some changes and I appreciate it. I do encourage another business owner to hop on this. So.
Oh, we will. Hey, do you have a freezer in your office right now?
A freezer in my office?
Yeah.
What's okay. up?
Just head down to like the local gas station, get like one of those 4 pound bags of ice. You're going to start swelling up around the eyes a little bit from those black eyes we gave you. But as you know, brother, we did this with nothing but love to see you win. And thank you, Brandon, because the thing that you don't see is there's going to be a couple hundred people watch this on the backside. It's easier to learn through somebody else and be like, oh shit, oops, that's me, right? Than being the person. So mad respect for you going and knocking this out, brother. Enjoy your day. Okay.
Of course, man. Have a good one, guys.
Later.
Later, dog.
Jace, the hot seats are back. Dude, that was smoke, bro. Hey, so here's what we want to leave you guys with. As you can tell, Brandon went to take care of all you guys. Jason, I would agree that probably 99% of businesses watching, listening, could all go through exactly what we just taught and 100%. Change all their shit up right now.
100%.
Yeah, dude. So here's what we want to leave you guys with. Jason and I do not just produce content to produce content for content's sake. We produce content that allows you to go be better and take action on. It's what we're known for. So welcome to an action planning session with Nikki T and Jason. Here's what I want you to do. Definitely something to listen to and watch again, but I want you to jot down what are three things you're going to take and go implement into your business. I'd love to hear from you. So if you're watching us in the group, comment below, what are three things you're going to take action on? And if you're listening on the podcast, I'd love for you to DM us, hit us on Instagram at Jason the Roofer, at Coach Nikki T, and let us know the three things you're going to take action on. So that way, like guys, the thing that you found about this call is, to us, success on social media, like, is really what we talked about, getting attention. It's not rocket science, and it's really the same playbook that we can all run together. And that's how we were able to walk Brandon through that so fast and so crisp. And not a thing we rattled off would cost you a penny. So many people approach us asking for help. Well, let's get the basic foundations done first. Get your messaging right. I help who, do what, and how. And then the bonus point on that is a case study. Change your Facebook cover image. Change your profile image. Get your post consistently 4 times per day. Post on your stories 4 times per day. Record a post about who you are, what you do, and pin that to the top of your profile. Change your Instagram handles. Start leading with case study marketing and building trust. And Jace, I think that's the summary of everything we capped. Any final thoughts on today before we put a bow on the show today?
Dude, what it comes down to is everybody needs that. And the best part about our mastermind is that we do that as a courtesy to everybody when they join our mastermind because of the impact that it can make. Like I said, if I can grow $3 million in a year, like from it, like why would I not try and share that with everybody else? And it's freaking free. When you're starting a business and you're a solopreneur, you're owner operator, or you're just trying to get, you know, off the ground, every freaking dollar you have, you're trying to get put it into your business. And so you're not slushy, right? There's not a lot of extra dough rolling around. Every single thing we taught over the past hour, every single thing cost you zero freaking dollars. I take it back. It costs you probably $159 a month from AT&T, T-Mobile, or Verizon, and it's a damn iPhone. That's all it is. And by the way, there's no cap on how many times you can do it, on how many lives you want to do, and how many, you know, how many friends you want to invite or add or go to, or how many posts you want to do, how many stories you want to do. You will, there's no cap. But if you don't think it's going to work, you got to be intentional, think it's going to work, know it's going to work. Creativity follows commitment. And number two, you got to be consistent. You got to be on here every single day. You got to be relevant, and you got to show up to blow up. Let's go.
That's it. I'll just leave you guys with this. Ideas are worthless. They are worth nothing unless you take action on them. We hope you take action. And if you're still tuning in and you don't have a copy of our book yet, we're giving away truly a 190-page book for free. Why? Because we want to see you win. And this is how me and Jason both built an 8-figure business. And you can get that free at scale8book.com. Again, free. There's no questions asked. There's nothing to be sold. We are on a mission right now to just provide as much value, tips, ideas, love, and strategies to entrepreneurs out there. I'm on a mission to make an impact. That's what we do. We help business owners scale. Scale8book.com. Share it with your friends. We love you guys, and we will see you on the next live stream. Adios. This is my world, it cannot be rocked. You can't rock my world, son. Took a lot of work just to reach the top. Did a lot of climbing, not have made it. Good luck to those who want to see me fly. I'll be number one for eternity. Wanna thank everyone who helped me get here.